This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interests in companies' profiles. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, everyone. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm your host, Corey Fleck, and I want to, first and foremost, just thank everybody for tuning in this weekend and for all the emails that I got throughout the week regarding some of the company interviews that took place following my attending the Beaver Creek Investment Conference. I am kicking off this week's show with Rick Bensignor. He writes the Bensignor Investment Strategies, as well as In the No Trader, one geared a little bit more to the institutional client, and the In the No Trader more to the, let's say, retail investor and trader, more specifically. Rick, we have a lot of markets to get to. We're going to start off with the U.S. equity markets. The S&P, as we are recording this, is less than 1% from all-time highs, and the break above that August trading range that the S&P was kind of stuck in throughout all of August has been a pretty strong move higher, and now knocking on those all-time highs. Again, these markets are getting led by some of the larger cap stocks, but hey, you've been on record, and I know reading through your material that you are riding this wave higher and have been for a little while. Can you discuss your updated outlook now that the S&P is so close to all-time highs?
Hi, Corey. Thanks for having me. So, yeah, I remain bullish the market. First of all, as you said, the S&P is less than 1% from all-time highs, and it's pretty hard to argue, as many bears are, that the market is really in trouble and, you know, recession's coming. As I keep writing my clients, it may come and it may not come. Most people are calling for a 2020 recession. And the thing is, the stock market is not pricing that in clearly. And even though the bond market had, and it's corrected itself somewhat, the equity market has not. And I can't argue with a market that couldn't break down in August. We never got the sell signals that we needed. We actually lightened up right near all-time highs because of signals we had. So we told traders that north of 3,000 in the S&P over the summer was the place to lighten up. And we did, and we got 150 or so points pullback on the move, but not enough so to really break down through any of our signals. So we did not get any medium or long-term signals. And the shorter-term signals needed to break underneath 2911, which the market did, but it didn't break through it in what we call a qualified and confirmed fashion. That's a phraseology that a gentleman named Tom DeMarc had created in a way to kind of judge when you have a key level, the proper way to break through it. And so it's not just getting lower than 2911, but it's how you get beneath 2911. And the market, despite multiple days being beneath it, it never did it in the proper way with the rules that he had created. And thus we were cautionary, but we didn't get sell signals. And then ultimately, as you had mentioned, the sideways range trading that we'd seen in August broke out to the upside north of 2940, because we had mostly been in a 2940 to about 2860 range or so for the bulk of August. And then we broke out back above it and pushed through 3,000. And, you know, you can't argue with what's working. And what's working is the market still has this underlying bid to it. We had a 5 or 6% correction, nothing dramatic. And we've come right back near highs. And again, actually, it was interesting because we had gone tactically long again, and we pulled half of the tactical long off. I think it was about a week ago or so. And again, north of 3,000, and we're just kind of hanging there today. We closed at 3,007, and you know, we're still just 20 points from the all-time high in the S&P. So I think anywhere from what is currently the all-time high, 3,028, up through 3,064, is still resistance on the charts. And once you break above 3,064, the next target is something like 31.25, give or take, I think, 10 S&P points. So, again, we'll kind of play for the long side. And if this recession comes next year, we'll get some signs beforehand that it'll be actually coming. We'll see it show up in the market. And barring a one-day crash, which I don't think is going to kick off a recession, we're going to see problems in the market show up beforehand such that then we can lighten up and do what we need to. So why not stick with what's working? And what's working is the market's still heading higher.
Well, that's a very good point, too, when it comes to trading around some major event like a recession starting. But I do want to talk about the bond market right now, because we have seen a rebound in yield. This rebound has taken some of the interest cut or rate cuts off the table for the Fed, at least in the near term. And it caused a fair bit of repositioning from some investors that were, quite frankly, just getting far too bearish on the overall macro picture. What do you think, though? Have we seen a trend change in yields from that whole lower for longer strategy?
So the trend itself has not changed yet, Corey, but I do think that there is a shifting psychology that the U.S. 10-year, which closed today at 1.77%, but recently got as low as 1.45%, I do think there's, on the institutional side, a shift that's going on that is saying that the 1.45 low we saw will at least remain for the balance of the year, and possibly that low stays into 2020, and that we don't necessarily get a recession or we don't get a big recession. We essentially have the chance for a long-term triple bottom now in yields, in it around, we'll just use round numbers of 1.4% plus or minus, we'll say 10 basis points. And of course, for listeners who don't know, a basis point is 1/100th of 1%. So if we're looking at 1.4% plus or minus 10 basis points, there's your chance. If you look at a long-term chart of U.S. 10-year yields, this would be the third time down there. I think it was 2012, 2016, and then 2019 that we got there. And the call for interest rates to collapse even further, and as let's say the president wants for us to get down to zero interest rates the way much of the rest of the world has, I'm not so sure we're going to get there. And I think there's a shift here that is potentially going on, because I'm trying to think if it was last year or the tail end of 17 when rates had gotten to 3.25%. I think it was in the earlier part of 2018. So yields broke out to the upside on the 10-year. We stopped at 3.25, and then we collapsed all the way down again over time to, you know, the 1.45 that we saw this year. And you caught a lot of people on the wrong side of the bond move. And it's very possible now that you have people who are so sure that we're going lower that they're going to keep buying bonds. And I just wrote institutional clients last week that, you know, if we get above 2.07, you're going to ruffle a lot of feathers on the street.
All right, for everyone listening on the radio, unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment, but Rick and I are going to continue our conversation going into bonds, gold, all kinds of these other topics, and fully exploring them. If you want to hear that full interview, please visit our website, kereport.com, and click on that weekend show posting. Everyone, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Richard Postman.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. I hope everybody enjoyed that long conversation that I had with Rick Bensignor. Again, if you are listening on the radio, you need to come visit our website or our podcast and download the full hour show to listen to that extended conversation that Rick and I had bouncing around to a number of different markets. In this segment, I am chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. And, Doc, let's get just some technical updates and even your general thoughts thoughts, if you want to include some of the fundamental drivers, starting with the precious metals and gold. Gold is having a pretty strong close to the week as we are recording this, which is closing in on the close on Friday. Gold has made a nice move back above 1500, trading right about 1511 right now. This, for all the reasons that people are saying gold should break down and go through a bigger correction, gold has pretty consistently put a floor just above 1480 and kind of bounces a little above, a little below 1500. What are you thinking about this setup? I know you still think that gold should go lower, but boy, oh boy, whether it's news headlines or economic data or even what the Fed says, nothing seems to be able to push it down more significantly.
No, Corey, gold seems to really want to hang in there at these levels, and it's kind of interesting. Normally, I look at technicals, but the fundamentals even are in line for gold to move down. And when I say that, you know, September is usually a pretty good month for precious metals historically, and this month it's actually down. August was a big month, and so that's kind of interesting. And the other thing that, there's a number of things that bother me about gold fundamentally. We're going to be entering the tax loss selling, session coming up, for, you know, stocks. And that's a fundamental that in the last years it has really affected the stocks. And another thing, also is, the Fed is in all probability is going to be out of the picture for a while. And so the question is how that could boost the precious metals, as well as the conventional markets. And then, you know, one of the things that really bothers me here fundamentally is the commercials, which have been massively short gold, particularly for some time. So that's another thing. And also the fact that precious metal stocks have been selling off, which, you know, often, you know, predicts a move down in gold. And those are all fundamentals that really make me wonder. But yet gold hangs in here pretty good. And September, the last couple of weeks, should probably stay pretty solid for gold, but the key is going to be as we enter October, Corey. That's going to tell us how we do the end of the year as far as gold is concerned, as far as I'm concerned. But technically right now, we're in a neutral zone on which way we're going to move as far as gold's concerned over the next few weeks. So as we move into October, I think October is going to tell us the picture.
So, Doc, one of the major drivers behind this gold move, I think, has been the Fed switching course. And it all started kind of late last year when the markets fell out of bed and the Fed stopped any rate hikes and has been cutting rates and put that first on the table at the very end of last year. This has provided a nice boost to gold. But now, recently, yes, the Fed is more or less taking off the table any further rate cuts through this year, which you would think would hit gold, but at least right now it hasn't had that severe impact on the gold price, which if you look at the other side, who knows, if the Fed does put on some more rate cuts, maybe the markets drop out of the bed or the bond markets go through another run higher, pushing yields lower, then we could have rate cuts back on the table, which seems like it could be a big driver for gold on the upside. Why do you think this change in the Fed policy, at least in terms of rate cuts, haven't had that big impact to the downside for gold?
Yeah, that's and you're right about that, Corey, and that's kind of what makes me wonder what's going on here. There's some disconnects that should have impacted gold negatively, and it hasn't in the short term, but we'll see as we move further. The other thing that's a real disconnect to me is the precious metal stocks. Many of them have sold off from their highs. And in fact, some of them almost 70%. And so that sends you also a message that or a disconnect message. So it's really difficult to know right now on what direction we're going to take going forward, because gold has held up pretty good despite some of this. Although, you know, on the chart, it's starting to look a little tired to me. And that's why I say I think September will finish out decently as far as gold, even though the first part of the month it was a negative. But I think we are going to wait until October to see what this market really does.
Okay. And you know what? Maybe we will just be in for a little bit of sideways moves for gold, but still need to consider this is going to be one of the best years for gold in almost a decade, going back to 2010. Now, when you talk about the stocks still not really benefiting, the majors have done okay, but a number of them still haven't broken out above 2016 levels. For all the investors that have some money on the sidelines and are looking at gold stocks and saying, should I buy now? Should I wait? And more specifically, which stock should I move into? Should it be the larger miners? Should it be the royalty companies? Or should it be these small juniors, which, you know what, sometimes just get driven simply by the drill bit? What would you say? Where has your focus been?
My focus is mainly in the mid-tier and the exploration and development companies. I don't have a lot put into the major companies, and maybe I should, but I focus primarily on mid-tiers, exploration, development companies, because when the real move gets going, those, I think, are the stocks that you're going to see some huge returns on. And of course it depends on which companies you're selecting, but maybe that's the gambler in me a little bit, but that's where I position myself, Corey. And on this pullback, and as we get later in the year, I'll be adding to those as well, but that's where my focus is.
Okay, something to pay attention to. Doc, we're going to wrap it up there. Good chatting with you. Thanks for spending time on this weekend show and providing some technical updates. Have a great rest of your weekend. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Jeff Christian over at the CPM Group.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lower-level Chinese negotiators in Washington for talks canceled plans to visit farmers who've been hurt by the trade war and abruptly cut their trip short. President Trump has now decided he does not want a piecemeal trade agreement.
We're looking for the big deal. We've taken it to this level. We're taking in billions and billions of dollars of tariffs. China's devalued their currency, and they have a very bad economy right now, and I don't want them to have a bad economy.
The United States will deploy additional troops and military equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, says the Secretary of State just returned from the region, and he said the Saudis asked for help.
We're contributing to Saudi Arabia's defense. We would be looking, as the Secretary said, for other international partners to also contribute to Saudi Arabia's defense.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Now shifting our focus a little bit more into the resource sector in this segment with Jeff Christian, managing partner over at CPM Group. And Jeff, let's start off with gold. Gold went through a great run, really, starting in the middle of summer at about May when gold bottomed again right at around, let's say, 1250, 1270 in that area, and finally broke out of that 1370 to 1380 resistance and just kept moving higher with a recent peak at about 1560. But over the last couple of weeks, there has been a general pullback. And you know what? A number of reasons can be attributed for this pullback, both technical and fundamental reasons. But first and foremost, let me throw it over to you. What do you think is one of the main or the main drivers for gold right now and this current pullback that we're going through?
Yeah, well, I think we probably talked earlier in the summertime about the idea, you know, what we saw, gold prices really started rising in the last 2 weeks of June. And in late June and then again in August, what we saw were a lot of short-term investors buying futures and forwards and options and a little bit of the ETFs. And we didn't really see a lot of long-term investors in there. And, you know, our view is that you really need both short and long-term investors on the buy side of the market to drive the price up. We do think that, you know, given the state of the world politically and economically, that you will see higher prices later. But I think the absence of long-term investors as buyers over the last 2.5 months, 3 months now, suggests to us that this is, the beginning of a longer term upward move, but not the launching point. So, you know, one of the metaphors I've been using is that we're in the foothills, not in the mountains yet. And so I'm not surprised to see a pullback, you know, as we're talking on, I guess, Wednesday, the price is testing 1500 and dip below it again. And, you know, we wouldn't be surprised to see a spike down, over the next few weeks. But I think that it'll be taken as a buying opportunity. We do think that the price is going to rise, but we don't think that this is necessarily the beginning of the big upward move. I think it's a sign of the strength in the gold market and the potential for the gold price to rise over the next 2 years and over the next 7 years. But we're a little bit cautious on the short term.
Okay, fair enough. And you know what? Early innings in what could be a long-term bull market. That's the analogy I like to use. But when it comes to some of these short-term investors, are you seeing these as more generalists finally getting into the sector? Or is it also some of the technicians that when finally that breakout happened of that six-year trading range, more of the technical traders also took some positions here?
Well, it's, you're right on both counts. It's, you know, we've seen a trend over the last couple of years of more generalist investors getting involved, and they tend to often be more technically driven. If you look at the share prices, you'll see the same thing that you're seeing in the futures market, which is, you know, more generalist investors investing in gold mining and precious metals and natural resource stocks. Indices and ETFs. So the stocks that are involved in major indices and the stocks that are included in mining ETFs have done very well, and the stocks that are not in those ETFs and indices haven't really been participating because you've got more generalist type of people as opposed to these old school fundamentally driven stock pickers that are involved. And you're seeing that in the futures market. You're seeing it across commodities, to tell you the truth, that you're seeing more generalists who are technically driven. They're looking at momentum indicators. They're using computer-generated buy and sell signals. And, yeah, one of the things that happened was in late June you took out some stops and you saw the price rise sharply.
Now, Jeff, one other trend that I heard a lot about at Beaver Creek, which I think is very noteworthy for the sector, is the fact that active metals funds have still been facing redemptions, even as the price has been moving higher. And what a lot of I heard from these active metal funds is that people are pulling their money out and putting it into more of the passive ETFs, just simply playing gold through GLD and also playing some of the stocks through GDX and GDXJ. Can you verify any of these comments and what are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was referring to. We're seeing that, you know, and you're moving away from fundamentally and macroeconomically driven funds, and you're seeing more technically driven funds and more mechanically managed funds. You know, if you go back into early 2019, we looked at Barrick and we said, how many funds at BlackRock have Barrick shares? And it was 65 funds, and five of them were driven or managed by portfolio managers, and the other 60 were ETFs and indexed funds that really, you know, don't have any thought process behind them. And that's, again, it's a general trend that you're seeing across financial markets for a variety of reasons, and it's definitely there. And also, as you saw, you said, you know, I mean, you're seeing some of these old-school funds close down or wrap themselves up or be merged into other companies. You know, the market's changing and you have less of that going on and more generalist funds just playing ETFs and indices.
Okay. Hey, that's interesting. But you know what? That also ties into a discussion regarding the M&A activity that has been almost non-existent in the resource sector. Yes, we have seen some M&A, and a lot of it has actually come from Australian companies that have more money. But one thing that everybody's still almost waiting for is some of these majors that have consolidated is when are they going to start divesting of their projects? We even heard some reports out of this Denver Gold Forum that these large large companies might be even more patient than what some people were anticipating. Any insights you can give us here?
Yeah, I think there's a great deal of caution. I think there's a number of reasons for it, you know, but the industry is suffering from a number of problems. And one is that the way exploration is undertaken has changed in a way that probably leads to fewer good discoveries because it's more computer-based exploration as opposed to field research. But another one is that the financing of the companies that do the exploration has been suffering. And then you have the larger companies going through a period of time where they're sort of saying, well, what do we really do? And, you know, how do we justify making acquisitions? So I think there's a great deal of turmoil and unrest in the gold mining M&A sector. And it'll continue until the price becomes higher and the big guys say, well, we have to stop studying this and start buying. I mean, that's what's happened in the past is they've argued about whether or not they, what's a fair valuation until all of a sudden the price has risen and they say, we're missing our train, by arguing about what these things really are worth. And so they start jumping on it and they overpaid. And lo and behold, you know, the price peaked and came down and they had a lot of bad investments on their books. That's the way the industry has run in the past. It's likely the way it's going to run in the future.
Okay. Hey, very interesting insights on the nuance of that silver move. Overall, though, we are seeing these metals in a bit of a downtrend. But, hey, all it takes is one tweet or one news event to change that overall narrative. But I think it is all about paying attention to some of the larger markets, what's going on around the world, and still those expectations, unfortunately, on what central banks are going to do. And you know what? Everything got a bit overheated with everybody kind of assuming that we were right at the edge of a financial cliff and about to tip over. We seem to have taken a couple steps back from that over the last few weeks, and now I think we all just need to look to the end of the year and see what kind of price moves we get, especially for the precious metals investors. Have a great rest of your weekend there, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting a general update on oil and some of the oil companies that Joseph Schachter likes. I am chatting with Joseph, and he writes the Schachter Energy Report, and also, I think more importantly right now at least, is the second annual Schachter Energy Conference, which I will be attending, which is happening in just under a month's time, October 19th, in Calgary at Mont Royal University. If anybody wants more information on this conference, you can either email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will put you in touch with Joseph, or you can click the link that I will be posting in the weekend show posting. Joseph, just a quick rundown on kind of how this conference runs. You're giving companies a bit more time to present their stories, plus rather than it being just more of a one-sided discussion or presentation, you also have kind of a unique twist where there are moderators at these company presentations as well. Please take us through the general schedule.
Yeah, Corey, thank you so much. The conference is on October 19th at Mount Royal University in Calgary. There's a hotel nearby, the Grey Eagles Hotel, so if people want to come and have a short commute, we have a special rate available organized at the Grey Eagle, and again, that's on our website. But the program will start, at 8 o'clock in the morning with registration. At 8:30, I will be on with my overview presentation of, why I'm bullish on energy and how I see the cycle unfolding. And then I'll be talking about the companies that are there in terms of the baskets, where some of the companies are dividend models, some are beneficiaries of LNG. We have the service sectors there. We also have companies that are international explorers. So I'll go through the different baskets, and then people can decide that they want large cap or intermediate or small cap, and they can plan their day and go to the presentations. The second part of it is we have lunch with the CEO. So the companies will be putting on 45-minute sessions, and at 30 minutes of it, they'll be presenting who they are, what they're doing, where they're going, and then we'll have moderators in the room asking questions, and then there'll be microphones on the floor for people to ask questions. And then we have the luncheon program, as mentioned a minute ago, where people can register to try to sit with companies they're interested in, be it you know, natural gas or oil, service, international, and there'll be tables of 10, so two people from the company, eight people from the public, and they can have a kind of a nice, relaxed discussion while having lunch with the CEO or the senior company representative who's presenting at the conference. And at the end of the day, we have something which is really something that you know, a lot of people don't get to see, but we tried that last year on a smaller scale, and now we're moving it to a major portion of the program, which is we're going to have indigenous leaders from the major groups in Western Canada involved in the Energy Fairway, who are going to be on a panel, and I and one other fellow will be asking them questions to start, where these indigenous leaders will be asked questions of, you know, why are you supportive of energy? How do you resolve where some of your other, you know, chiefs are not in favor? So how do you get them on side? You know, the job opportunity and the importance of this to your communities. And then if you're going to be a buyer of TMX, how's that going to work? You know, the Trans Mountain Pipeline, and other projects that go ahead in the future, because if they're owners, it makes a big difference, and they will be the stewards on the environment. That, you know, that becomes, of course, an important issue in Canada. And so it's a nice full day, and, you know, if people are interested, you know, please come. We still have some tickets. The regular general admin are all sold out, but there's still some of the VIP that get you that lunch with, at a table, and then there are some tickets that are just available for going to the presentation. So we're probably going to have about 500 people there. There'll be 26 companies presenting, and there'll be about 33 booths that are there.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I am very excited to be attending this conference and getting, I think, some good face-to-face time with companies that, well, first and foremost, you are interested in, plus learning a little bit more just about the sector and how everything is moving, especially in Canada. Let's get into the actual oil market right now, because this week was, well, another headline, geopolitical-driven week for oil. When we kicked off the week, we had those attacks on the Saudi oil fields that caused the price of oil to gap higher, but pretty shortly after that gap higher and the nice gains it had on Monday, oil did fade a little bit, more or less back into that trading range that it's been stuck in between about 50 and 60 ever since June. What do you think about what was driving the oil price, these geopolitical actions, and I think more importantly, just how quickly the Saudis can bring back on that about 5% of global production?
Yeah, when I was on with you last time, I think I mentioned to you that I thought once we got into the fall, the demand falls off from the strong period in the summer. And until you get to winter, which is the strongest period of demand during the year, we were going to see an inventory build and potentially weaker prices. So during the summer, the U.S. demand alone was 22.4 million of the consuming amount. Right now, the data that came out this week from the EIA was 20.4, so it's already dropped off by 2 million barrels from the summer peak, and I expect it will go even lower, below 20 million. So that was the reason you'd see an inventory build. And then all of a sudden, of course, the attack on Saudi Arabia by Iran, and the question is, was it Iran proxies? Was it the Iranian IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard? And what seems to be coming out now is that the attack was done because once President Trump had fired John Bolton, the moderates in Iran, the President Rouhani, was probably interested in doing something to get sanctions off. And of course, the extremists on the IRGC with the mullahs did not want to lose power. So the IRGC has the weapons, so they could have done it directly or through their proxies in Iraq, fired at the facilities in Saudi Arabia, and of course killed off any chance of discussions between America and rapprochement between America and Iran. So now you see today the President of the United States has added more sanctions on the Iranian National Bank, and there'll be more over time. The Saudis now, of course, you know, are trying to, you know, low key this so that they don't want to get into a fight and a war with Iran. They're working to get the facilities repaired as quickly as possible. And of course, they're going to have to move more of their defensive capability facing Iran and Iraq. versus where they had it against Yemen. And of course, the first people to say that they did it were the Yemenis Houthis, who are supported by Iran. But the satellite data that the United States has clearly shown that the attacks came from Iran and Iraqi airspace, and the missiles that came in very low, and then the Saudi military defenses were not facing that area and were not facing that kind of level. And so that's what the Iranians will be spending a lot more money on military defense to protect the oil fields from that direction going forward. So I think in the end, you know, the Saudis will take some time to bring it on. Some of those major facilities, you know, are not one-off that you can have on the shelf. So they'll have to be, you know, specifically built for that the Abaqar, you know, oil processing center. And so, you know, if they get it repaired before the major winter demand, then I think we'll be in a kind of a 50 to 64, you know, range, with the higher end of the range during, you know, as you get closer to winter. No longer do I see a sub 50 U.S. dollar a barrel, which I was thinking about before. This is a game changer because it doesn't, you know, if the Iraqis and the Iranian supported groups are able to make this much damage, it means they have the ability to do it again in the future. The Houthis did not have such accurate drones and cruise missiles, and again, this is definitely an uptick when you use cruise missiles as the Iranians have done, according to the damaged, equipment that was found on the site, where they could prove it was Iranian, and then they can prove it was cruise missiles and highly sophisticated drones. So this is a game changer, and I think you'll see, you know, maybe low 50s in November if we have big builds in inventory, but sometime in 2020, I think we're going to be $70 to $80 WTI as we can remain concerned about any attacks. And also because, we're going to see a tightening of inventories while Saudi Arabia is producing less than they were before.
Yeah, very good point there, Joseph. And you know what? I am very excited to attend your conference and meet with a bunch of these companies and hopefully have a bunch of them on the show, the ones that at least interest us, especially ones that you write about in your newsletter. Joseph, it's a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time on this weekend show to update us on the news in the oil market and kind of a broad outlook on how people should be managing an energy portfolio. Everybody, I appreciate you tuning into this weekend show. Please email me at any time, fleck@kereport.com, and take note of the company updates and interviews that I recorded this week. Joseph, thanks again for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.